Already in this country, some other Republicans are unhappy that the border security measures are not tougher. There may be 11 million adults in the U.S. who don't know enough English to perform everyday tasks. A federal study is estimating that's how many adults are not literate in the English language. It finds over the past decade or so, the nation's adults have not made any progress in their ability to read a newspaper or a book. They showed no improvement either in understanding documents like bus schedules or prescription labels. The Education Department study finds in every level of education, from those who dropped out of high school to people with graduate degrees, adult literacy either declined or held steady. The nation's adults did make some gains dealing with numbers, though, such as calculations on a tax form or a bank statement. Even there, the typical adult shows only basic skills. On each type of task, black adults made gains. Hispanics, though, showed sharp declines in the ability to handle documents and prose. George Bush accepting Senator John McCain's call for a law to ban cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment of foreign suspects in the war on terror. That is a reversal for George Bush, who had resisted any legislation like that. Bush, speaking during a meeting with McCain at the White House, says it will make clear to the world that this government does not torture. Ballot shortages and long lines in today's voting in Iraq, but for the most part, violence was low. Officials extended voting for an hour because of lines in some places. Blasts in scattered locations in Iraq killed two people and wounded a few others. George Bush hailed the Iraqi election as a major milestone. Though final returns won't be in for some time, Bush says it's clear that millions voted and turnout was high and the violence was down. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says today's Iraqi election is a big step toward representative democracy in the Middle East. At a town hall meeting at the Pentagon for Defense Department employees, Rumsfeld says the election's a defeat for the enemies of the Iraqi people. Secretary Rumsfeld says the vote in Iraq has regional importance in the Middle East beyond the Iraqi borders. This is Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
True Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. No, the program is live. Yeah, we had an ice storm last night, but not so critical as to stop the dynamic duo and the kid from showing up in the studio this evening, so we are live this evening. We have some sound from Scotty McClellan today, but for tonight. It's from McClellan's phony press briefing today that I think you'll find amusing. Also, the comment from Brit Hume and George Bush. Oh, Jesus, these people crack me up. They really do. Mike in St. Paul emailed in, and he says, Mike, I don't know about you, but if I hear the president tell me, the nation or the world, one more time, quote, it's important for the American people to understand, blank, 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 my head will explode. This feeble-minded twit snorted his way through Yale in his pappy's name, and his life experience amounts to drunken tirades, to Bible studies, to failed businesses. Just what can this man speak about as an authority? Please, President Chucklenuts, do not tell me what is important to understand on any topic, let alone foreign affairs. And there's a P.S. Mike is referencing our one quote, one of our quotes the other night, where Bush was talking about the welcome. Remember, Kathy? Yeah, we were welcome in Iraq. It's just that we were welcomed, what did he say, we were welcomed violently?
It just wasn't a peaceful welcome.
Well, as Mike points out, can you think of a welcome which at the same time is not peaceful? I mean, if the welcome isn't peaceful, that implies the welcome is violent. And, of course, we all know that a welcome cannot be inherently violent. Violence and welcome cannot exist at the same time. You see, Mike, a normal person can reason this out in a millisecond. But our president is developmentally delayed, and I doubt he could see his contradiction if he spent an hour thinking about it. Yeah, well, that's kind of the reason we I think we played that particular clip, Mike, was to show this idiocy. And this email comes from Andrea. She writes, I and many thousands of others received this today via email from American Progressive. Could you tell me if it's true? I've never known them to be proven wrong. And it says the Bush administration has ordered the Army Field Manual changed to skirt expected anti-torture legislation. It says with Congress on the verge of passing the sweeping McCain anti-torture amendment, the Bush administration has moved to get around the proposed rules should they become law. The McCain amendment would make the Army Field Manual on Intelligence Interrogation the standard for questioning subjects. That manual explicitly prohibits the use of, quote, coercive interrogation techniques, end quote. Realizing this, the Pentagon one-up McCain and simply rewrote the manual. For the first time in 13 years, the Pentagon approved, quote, a 10-page classified addendum to a new Army field manual that would help teach interrogators how to walk right up to the line between legal and illegal interrogations. One official said this is a stick in McCain's eye. He goes right to the edge. Well, sure. I mean, I don't know why. First of all, to answer your question, Andrea, I would imagine that the progressive is right. where it concerns this item. I am not that familiar with the progressive, but I'm damn familiar with the Bush crime family. Everything they do is a lie. Everything. Everything. This was a special to the Raving Atheist, which is a website, ravingatheist.com. It's dated the 13th, which is what, Tuesday, Kathy? It's today the 15th, I believe. It says here, a holiday display outside a Manhattan brownstone depicting a bloody bearded Santa holding a knife in one hand and a severed doll's head shooting blood from the eye sockets in the other has provoked anger from parents who fear the gory display will traumatize their children. The outrage is the latest in a series around the nation, including one last week in Miami Beach, in which a blindfolded Santa was hanged from a tree, a noose around his neck and his arms and legs bound with wire. Donna Rossi, the mother of two, saw the display and said, quote, Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of a sweet baby sent to earth to be beaten, whipped, scourged, and impaled on a cross with rough spikes splintering the bones of his hands and feet. Why are they trying to destroy the meaning of the holiday by exposing our kids to brutal executions involving mythical characters? End quote. And a Catholic priest, Father Thomas Mallory, standing in front of an icon of the Virgin Mary miraculously shooting blood from her eye sockets like a South American horned lizard, said, quote, this is blasphemy. The gentle Yuletide message for which Christ's flesh was flayed and pierced so that we all may now wash it down with his blood at communion is not served by these unholy displays, end quote. The owner of the Manhattan exhibit, one Joel Krupnik, claimed that he was merely protesting the commercialization of the Christmas season. He said the money changers must be cast out of the temple. And scoffing at this excuse, Miss Rossi suggested that she wouldn't be surprised if an angry, violent mob, quote, decided to teach that crazy Jew a good lesson, end quote. Yeah, oh, God. Now, you can take that story with as many grains of salt as you want, also, True Seeker. Mike, my husband and I are regular listeners to your show and very much appreciate your views. I'm writing because I'm outraged at an article in our local paper that highlighted Governor Schwarzenegger's reasons for denying Stanley Williams' clemency. The governator claimed that Williams was not reformed because he dedicated one of his books to George Jackson. The paper then went on to paint a picture of Jackson as a violent criminal shot while attempting to escape San Quentin. Jackson was, in fact, a leader among men. After being arrested for stealing $70, he spent more than a decade in California's meanest penitentiaries. To quote Jackson, he was, quote, not numbered among the broken men, end quote. Jackson educated himself and spoke out for the dignity and just treatment of all. He was a hero to the oppressed. I'm not an expert on this. I simply became interested because I felt in my heart of hearts that the execution of Stanley Williams was an egregious wrong. Would it be possible for you to say some words about George Jackson on your show? Sincerely, Roberta. Yeah. Do we have time? Yeah, I guess we do. Can you stretch a minute? Okay. Born in Chicago, his family moved to L.A. when he was 14. Several juvenile convictions resulted in his spending time in the Youth Authority Corrections Facility in Paso Robles. We're talking about George Jackson. He was convicted for stealing $71 at gunpoint from a gas station and was imprisoned as a felon for 1 year to life at age 18. While at San Quentin State Prison in 1966, he founded the Black Guerrilla Family, a Marxist revolutionary organization. On January 13, 1970, along with Fleeta Drumgo and John Clochette, he was charged with killing a guard in retaliation for the killing of three black activists by a guard at the California Soledad prison. The San Quentin guard had been acquitted after the grand jury ruled the killings as justifiable homicide. George Jackson was incarcerated in the maximum security cell block at Soledad. Jackson and the other two inmates became known as the Soledad Brothers. In August 1970, George Jackson's 17-year-old brother, Jonathan, burst into a Marin County courtroom with a machine gun, freed three San Quentin prisoners, and took Judge Harold Haley as a hostage. to demand freedom for the three Soledad brothers. However, Haley, prisoners William Christmas and James McLean, and Jonathan Jackson were killed as they attempted to drive away from the courthouse. The case made national headlines. Remember that? Remember seeing that? Those of you who are of a certain age? There are theories that the FBI had foreknowledge of the August 7th plot, but allowed it to proceed in order to force a confrontation with the Black Panthers, in which they could be discredited and their members killed, as well as produce an opportunity to bring conspiracy charges against their supporters, such as Angela Davis. Isolated and solitary for 23 hours a day, Jackson studied political economy and radical theory and wrote two books, Blood in My Eye and Soledad Brother, which became bestsellers. On August 21, 1971, 3 days before he was to go on trial, Jackson was gunned down in the prison yard at San Quentin in what officials described as an escape attempt. The official report said that in his possession, Jackson had a 9mm automatic pistol supposedly smuggled into prison by attorney Stephen Bingham. Stephen Bingham was acquitted of charges related to the incident in 1984, 13 years later. According to the Soledad guards, it was discarded after the alleged escape attempt, but no record was ever made of the weapon's destruction. Some other prisoners who witnessed the event claimed that there was no weapon and that Jackson had not been planning any escape or rebellion. The official report also accuses Jackson of participating in a riot earlier that day involving 24 other prisoners, where 3 correction officers and 2 inmates were killed. At his request, shotguns, not flowers, were brought to Jackson's funeral. And on the pacifism of Martin Luther King Jr., George Jackson had this to say. The concept of nonviolence is a false ideal. It presupposes the existence of compassion and a sense of justice on the part of one's adversary. When this adversary has everything to lose and nothing to gain by exercising justice and compassion, his reaction can only be negative. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption song.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. You know, the comments by the Flying Monkey Right, that would be the Bush crime family, and their sock puppets in media have been saying over and over and over, especially Bush, who is the worst offender of all here, that the Congress had the same intelligence upon which to make their decisions about the war in Iraq as Bush did. Now, you and I, since we are rational people, we know that's a lie. We know it's just absolutely not true. But Bush puts it out there for the knuckle-draggers, and then his sock puppets, people like Limbaugh and Hannity, Bortz, they repeat all this so that the brain-dead people that listen to the sock puppets will all fall in line. Remember, repeat the big lie enough over and over and over again, and eventually people come to believe it. That was a Nazi tactic, and that's the Bush crime family tactic. Well, in the past couple of days, when, Bush said that the charges of manipulating intelligence came from politicians who saw the same intelligence. Well, this is what Knight Ridder newspapers are reporting today. President Bush and top administration officials have access to a much broader range of intelligence reports than members of Congress do, a nonpartisan congressional research agency said in a report Thursday, raising questions about recent assertions by the president. The Congressional Research Service said, quote, the president and a small number of presidentially designated cabinet-level officials, including the vice president, have access to a far greater overall volume of intelligence and more sensitive intelligence information, including information regarding intelligence sources and methods. The Congressional Research Service report identified 9 key U.S. intelligence products that aren't generally shared with Congress. That includes the president's daily brief, a compilation of analyses that's given only to the president, and a handful of top aides, and a daily digest on terrorism-related matters. Now, excuse me, I think Susan, who sent this to me, adds, surprisingly, the White House refused to comment on the issue. We can only hope some fighting Democrats come out tomorrow with plenty to say about this, huh? Well, let's see what happens. You know, last night I was talking about the Democratic Party and what a dish rag it's become, with a few notable exceptions, and how useless it is. You know, yesterday we had 47 Democrats in the United States House vote with the neo-fascist Republicans to continue this totalitarian USA Patriot Act. You know, as long as there are 47 Democrats in the House of Representatives, which is what? That's about a fourth, isn't it, of the Democrats there who do this sort of thing, my answer about the Democratic Party is screw it. I want nothing whatsoever to do with it. It is a hypocritical bunch of thugs. I've had enough. Now, individual Democrats that you support them. But the Democratic Party, they can go up in flames. I couldn't care less, and I mean that. Because of what they have become. They've become nothing but whores, nothing but cowards, defeat, cut and run, sneaks, liars, cheats. Just the cowardice in the Democratic Party is astonishing. So my correspondent's question here about whether or not the fighting Dems will come out tomorrow with plenty to say about this, well, maybe Nancy Pelosi will say something. Maybe Harry Reid will say something. But you think Hillary Clinton is going to say something? You think, what's his name, Joe Biden is going to say something? Do you think any of these leading Democrats are going to step out tomorrow, call a press conference, and say, well, this is what we've been talking about all along? You think Joe Lieberman is going to say something? You know, Lieberman was just in Iraq and came back and said, you know, the president's right. It's just a wonderland over there. They have cell phones and SUVs. I don't know what everybody's upset about. So let's see what happens tomorrow. Because now the Congressional Research Service has just stated the obvious. What you knew. I'm not saying you didn't know this, Truth Seeker. Of course you knew it. And I knew it. People with intelligence, I mean native intelligence, understand that Bush is a liar, that everyone around him is a liar, and that all these statements about, well, they saw the same intelligence I saw, is nothing but runny, nasty, stinky bat squeeze.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, most folks who listen to this program know who Jim Wallace is, Reverend Jim Wallace. He's the founder of the organization Sojourners, which is a Christian group advocating a certain style of peace and justice. Jim Wallace is editor-in-chief of that magazine. He has a new book out entitled God's Politics, Why the Right Gets It Wrong and the Left Doesn't Get It. I want to read something he wrote, The Real Christmas Scandal. This is Jim Wallace writing. There is a Christmas scandal this year, but it's not the controversy at shopping malls and retail stores about whether their displays say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. The real Christmas scandal is the budget proposed by the House of Representatives that cuts food stamps, health care, child support, and educational assistance to low-income families, while further lowering taxes for the wealthiest Americans and increasing the deficit for all of our grandchildren. That was a message we brought to the steps of the House office buildings yesterday. The day was cold, but the message was clear, as hundreds of religious leaders and faith-based organizers who daily serve the poor joined for what became a revival and prayer meeting in the United States Capitol. This was the culmination, Wallace writes, of a year-long effort by people of faith to teach our nation's political leaders that, quote, a budget is a moral document, end quote. I was proud to be one of the 115 pastors and leaders out of that group who were arrested for kneeling in prayer. In the final stages of the budget process this week, after praying and making our best arguments from afar, we decided to take our prayers and presence to the steps of the Cannon House office building. After some powerful preaching on the steps and a press conference, it was more like a revival. We continued our praying and singing in front of the entrance, symbolizing the denial of access to Congress for low-income people. Come walk with us, we said, as we invited members of Congress into our neighborhoods to meet the people who will be most impacted by their votes on a budget that virtually assaults low-income families. We sounded like a choir as we sang Christmas carols while being arrested, handcuffed, put into buses, and taken to a large holding cell roughly a mile away. We all noted how full of faith the day was for those involved. Many of those who took part in the prayerful and nonviolent civil disobedience were from groups such as the Christian Community Development Association, whose member organizations around the country live and work alongside poor people every day. Their founder, John Perkins, who at 75 was one of the oldest people arrested, inspired us all as he has for 40 years of faithful ministry among the poor. The text we kept repeating at the Capitol Christmas Vigil was from the book of Luke, the best words ever about the true meaning of the coming of the Christ child. Mary, the mother of Jesus, herself a poor woman from an oppressed race in an occupied country, prophesied in her powerful prayer of thanksgiving, the Magnificat, about the Messiah whom she carried in her womb. She said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." End quote. Though today on Capitol Hill, Mary would be accused of class warfare for uttering such words, they still bear the true meaning of Christmas. And the budget and tax cuts being proposed by House leaders directly reverse the priorities of Mary. For instead of filling the hungry with good things and sending the rich away empty, this budget would fill the rich with good things and send the hungry away empty. So yesterday on the House office steps, Jim Wallace writes, we tried to put Christ back into Christmas. Thursday morning, the Chicago Tribune led with the headline, Christmas Scandal Outcry. And the story of the faith-inspired action in Washington was in dozens of newspapers around the country. Yesterday, the faith community across the country stood up and spoke up. Our vigil in Washington was followed by more than 70 vigils in more than 30 states. We prayed for change of heart in our Washington leaders. We prayed for the poor families we serve, and we prayed that those elected to represent us and to protect the common good in ways consistent with the Christmas message of hope. The bipartisan Senate budget bill, in contrast, protects low-income families, and yesterday's senators passed resolutions vowing not to cut food stamps and Medicaid in the final budget negotiations with the House. They should be thanked and urged to stand firm. So I have already received my Christmas present this year, Jim Wallace writes, the chance to participate in a faithful and powerful witness to the real meaning of the child who is born again to us this season. See the pictures and podcast of the event and read the testimonies of others, and you also will receive the gift. Merry Christmas. Imagine, truth seeker, can you imagine the members of the United States House of Representatives and the members of the United States Senate who are about to unload on the working poor in this country, on the Katrina poor, on the Gulf Coast poor? Can you imagine the success of any effort to get these Christo-fascists to really listen to the message of Christmas? No, neither can I. The hypocrisy is beyond belief. How are the rich Christians going to celebrate Christmas a week from Sunday? Well, it is Sunday, so they're closing the churches. They're closing the churches. I guess so they can, I don't know why, and I really don't care. Jim Wallace is a powerful writer. One more email here. Mike, I heard John McCain today after he spoke with Bush about the anti-torture legislation just passed by the Senate. He wanted to explain that we are, quote, better than the terrorists, end quote, by which he meant people who have been detained under suspicion of being terrorists. He said, we won't torture them, quote, no matter how evil and bad they are, end quote. Unlike McCain, A.E. writes, I don't want to make a prejudgment on whether anyone detained on suspicion of being a terrorist is one or not, nor whether I'm a better person than any of the detainees. Nobody should be tortured simply because it's wrong. I am concerned, A.E. writes, with what I see as McCain's problem, that he is so sure he's right and good, and any detained suspect is evil and bad, he can't conceive of the notion that any of these people may or may not be evil and bad. Once again, he doesn't say we shouldn't torture because it is wrong. He says we shouldn't torture because we are better than the terrorists. Sanctimony of people such as St. John is what got us into this mess over the mistreatment of detainees. It's not going to solve the problem. Yeah, I've been following this. Thanks, A.E. I've been following this like you have, this torture thing. I keep getting blown away. I had a very short blog up at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy today about a time in this country where it was just a given. Torture? No. I'm not talking about some of the atrocities that were committed in World War II. I'm not talking about the atrocities committed in Vietnam by our side and by the other side and yada, yada, yada. I understand that. Come on. I'm just saying that the systematic torture, the rounding up incarceration and slow torture of individuals was, it wasn't a topic that we discussed because it wasn't a topic that was sanctioned by a group of murderous thugs who had seized control of the United States. It's really weird. Times are really weird. I sometimes think about the people out there who listen to this program who are over the age of 50, like I am. Aren't these weird times, truth seekers?
Listen to me like World War III. Underneath the Christmas tree. Please hear them, Santa, please. Can't you make the firing cease? All I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is world peace.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 9 before the hour. Barry in Corvallis, Oregon, wrote in regarding the Jim Wallace prayer vigil. Barry writes in, I don't suppose Dr. James Dobson took part in that event. No, Barry. I don't think he did either. Let's do some phone calls real quick before the break, because coming up next hour, we've got the sound for you that you're just going to wet your pants. It's so good. All right, you're not going to wet your pants, but it's just very good. Jeff is calling. Excuse me. Jeff is calling from Washington, D.C. Jeff, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike? Long time no speak. I've been listening to you since you came on Air America. Used to talk to you from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jeff.
How are you? Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Harold Pinter lecture that was given.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that something? Oh, my God. I hope everybody has gone to the Nobel website and read that entire thing. It's just mind-blowing.
That is exactly what I did. And I work in the medical profession, and it was Saturday night, I believe it was, and I was reading this article, and I was fuming, or not article, lecture, and I was fuming. And, you know, I've been fuming about it ever since. And, you know, then I listened to you read the piece by, Dr. Wallace, Reverend Wallace.
Right, Jim Wallace.
That I actually read that, this afternoon myself. And, just, you know, it blows my mind. It mm-hmm. just blows my mind. I feel like, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The Matrix.
Oh, sure.
But I feel like, Cypher sometimes, you know, you just uh-huh. plug me back in.
Right.
I don't want to know anymore.
Right.
But
I know what you mean.
Anyway, happy holiday season to you.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. All right, Jeff, take care.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you'd like to join in. Mark. Is that Mark? Is calling from Portland? Is it Mark?
It's Mac.
Mac. Hey, Mac. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wonder what happened to the anthrax scare.
Well, they're still investigating.
Oh, God.
It's an ongoing investigation.
We can't
talk about it, Mac.
Oh, my God, because we can't talk about anthrax.
I'm
a behavioral psychologist, and I got a golf counter out during the anthrax scare, which scared us all into Bush's.
Submission.
That Butcher Bush's war, that filthy piece of trash. Get the white trash out of the White House, please. I'm as passionate about it as you are, and I'm a psychologist, and I'm nice. Anyway, whatever happened to anthrax? Because I counted on the major media 128 to 132 times in a half-hour period they said the word anthrax. Let's put the anthrax back in Christmas.
I think so. I think it's time. Now, you sure they weren't saying Ann Coulter?
Oh, Ann Coulter. What? I'd love to use the C word.
Well, no, you can't. No.
And I won't.
No, remember, you're nice.
Because I'm too kind.
That's right. You're nice, and you like
And
yourself.
I'm nice.
That's right.
Just like Jesus.
That's right. Or just like...
George.
Just like George, right.
Anyway, keep up the good work, and thank you for taking my call.
All right. Oh, just like Stuart Smalley, too.
Stuart Smalley. Oh, yeah. You know, and let's all be afraid of queers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a good thing.
Because they really jeopardize the entire country.
Thanks, Mac. Thanks for checking
All right,
in.
Bye.
All right, take care. Somebody, 1, 2, 3 emails now. Who is the band that did the little two-song Christmas medley there at the end of the Jim Wallace piece? That is Siberian Express. Trans-Siberian Express, excuse me. That,
actually, Mike, I believe it's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Well, I had the Siberian right. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That came out a couple, 3 years ago.
And I don't think they're transsexual.
And I love the CD. You know, for the longest time, Mannheim Steamroller kind of had a lock on electronic Christmas music. You know, powerful, towering Boston, the band Boston-style guitar work. But Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is that what it is? You sure it's not Express? Anyway, to answer the emails, there you go. Trans-Siberian Express, look it up. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, look that up. You'll find it. It's a good CD. We'll be right back after this break. Your phone calls and more stimulating conversation. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The first product I ever boycotted was Nike, and trust me, it wasn't easy. Growing up, all of my idols wore them, and I relished my Nikes like gold. But in my junior year of high school, I learned about their sweatshops in Indonesia, and I gave them up for good. The next company I boycotted, for obvious reasons, was Walmart. And this was a struggle, too. I got my first stereo there for only $90, and as a broke college student, it was hard to resist those insanely low prices. The latest product I've decided to boycott, Coca-Cola, is going to be the hardest of all. I love the stuff, but after learning more about their atrocious labor violations in Colombia, I decided no more Coke. Which brings me to my idea for a progressive New Year's resolution. Pick one company to boycott and stick with it throughout the year. We can't boycott everything, but if we're serious about our values, why not start somewhere? I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, visit thenation.com.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. and it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Bush talks about delay, but not about Rove. The White House today defending George Bush's decision to insert himself into Tom DeVay's legal case. The spokesman says Bush was employing presidential prerogative when he declared the former House Republican leader was innocent on charges in Texas. Bush was asked during an interview on Fox News Channel yesterday whether he believed DeLay was innocent. Bush replied, "Yes, I do." However, at the same time Bush is commenting on DeLay, he and his aides have still refused to answer almost any question related to the CIA leak case, saying it would be inappropriate. McClellan, the White House spokesman, says there's no inconsistency between Bush's remarks in the DeLay case and the White House's no comments in the CIA matter. McClellan says the CIA case involves a continuing investigation affecting the administration, while the DeLay matter is further along in the legal process. But Senate Democrats say George Bush is just using a double standard. They're sharply critical of his comment that he believes Tom DeLay is innocent of those money laundering charges. The Senate's Minority Leader, Harry Reid, who is a former prosecutor, says it's hard to believe Bush is prejudging a case. Democrats say that since Bush spoke about that case, he should also reveal what he knows about the investigation into who leaked the identity of a CIA officer. The House today easily approved a sweeping pension reform bill. Lawmakers say it'll help restore the health of the employer-based pension system that millions of Americans depend on for retirement security. The bill was approved by a vote of 294 to 132. It requires companies to meet their obligations to their retirees. There was widespread agreement the current system's in trouble as more companies abandon or freeze their pension plans. There was pretty significant disagreement, though, as to the best way to fix it. Democrats warned the bill would prompt more companies to freeze or dump their pension plans. The Senate has already approved its version of the bill. Negotiations on a compromise bill are not expected until Congress reconvenes next year. Authorities have no official turnout figures, but they say a very, very high number of people showed up at the polls in Iraq. Last January, Sunnis stayed away from the polls. Today, Sunni Arab areas showed high turnout, they say. Many wanted to show their opposition, apparently, to the Shiite-led government and the U.S. occupation. Health officials say aggressive action after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita helped limit the impact of mosquito-borne illnesses. Officials had worried water left by the storm would offer more breeding grounds and cause mosquito populations to explode. The CDC says human cases of West Nile virus jumped 24% this year in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas. But they're more concerned about West Nile cases that result in more serious diseases. Those cases grew only 17%. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Pow! Boink! Have you ever dreamed about making your own comic books from your video game play or your own photos? Now you can! Planetwide Games Comic Book Creator self-publishing software for the PC will let you use your video game play and digital photos to make your own comic books. This super simple, easy-to-use software allows you to create your own customized and personalized actual or online comic book using your own digital imagery. Immortalize everything from a dramatic battle scene from your online gameplay experience to your vacation. Select from one of over 500 unique layout and design templates and just add in the software's word bubbles, icons, clip art, and text to bring to life whatever story you can imagine. Become a comic book creator for just $19.99.
For a free trial, go to mycomicbookcreator.com/radiooffer5. That's mycomicbookcreator.com/radiooffer5.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We're going to get to this sound here as soon as I share with you this email from Lane, who writes in, Mike, given how horrified we Americans are to wake up every morning and face yet again that there were no weapons of mass destruction, imagine how this discovery and the admission in Bush's speech yesterday, imagine how that sounds to the average Iraqi. Can you imagine how such a speech falls on Iraqi ears? Wrong intelligence? And for wrong intelligence, I lose my husband, my son, my family is plunged into daily violence, civil war, unemployment, my city is destroyed, the future of my children, the ones that are still alive, is turned into chaos, everything is ruined, everything is torn apart, and you mean none of it had to happen? With such trickery, you destroy my life and the life of everyone I love? A justified campaign of shock and awe is terrorizing enough, but it has some seed of rationality in it. But raining shock and awe on us for an oops? This makes us Americans feel enraged and sad, but it must drive the Iraqis into a mad kind of carved-in-stone hatred for the invader. Imagine how the term wrong intelligence sounds to them. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Good point, Lane. Jesus. Oh, my God. You probably know by now that the Pentagon is spying on Americans and has been since shortly after the engineered attack on this country. The Pentagon now says it views with the greatest concern the possible misuse of a classified database of information about suspicious people and activity in the U.S. A news report said this database listed activities of anti-war groups and referred to at least 20 U.S. citizens inside the U.S. Trust me, truth seekers, more than 20. Now, a Pentagon spokesman will not discuss this on the record, but they do admit implicitly that information they gathered was somehow mishandled, which... you try to figure out what that means. You can't anymore. Now, what the Pentagon's responding to is a report Tuesday by NBC News, which said it obtained a 400-page document generated by this Pentagon agency that no one's ever heard of, an agency that analyzes intelligence reports on suspicious domestic activity. And a Pentagon official who spoke on condition of anonymity, of course, they all do, or whether they be accused of being anti-Jesus or anti-Bush or, you know, pro-terrorist, this Pentagon official said that the anti-war group activities had been included in the database. Now, earlier, a Pentagon spokesman, somebody named Brian Whitman, said, what I can tell you is that the Defense Department does have legitimate interests in protecting its installations. Oh, for Christ's sake. In protecting its people, and to that extent that they use information collected by law enforcement agencies to do that. So, you know, here this pig is, this filthy pig, lying again. Law enforcement agencies, my ass, Mr. Whitman. You know exactly how this stuff is being collected. The NBC report also said the database includes nearly four dozen anti-war meetings or protests, including such events that have taken place far from any military installation or recruitment center. Now, the Pentagon agency is called the Counterintelligence Field Activity. It's a three-year-old outfit whose size and budget are deeply classified. You don't think you live in an incipient fascist state? It is not incipient anymore. That's where we live. Jesus, Kathy, imagine the file they have on you and me and Sam Cedar and Janine and Randy and I don't know, man. So anyway, today's briefing was Simple Scotty. After listening to the briefing, we're all amazed that any reporters show up at all, but. And frankly, how do you trust this pig after his lies about Rove and Libby and Leakgate and everything else? And on top of that, he never has any information he can disclose. Why do these guys show up? Why do these women show up, these press people? Why? And anyway, the ink isn't even dry on the final version of Patriot Act 2. And already Rumsfeld wants to classify peaceful anti-war protesters as dangerous threats to national security. So the first reporter says, Scott, a question about some Pentagon activity. We reported, this is an NBC reporter, obviously, we reported that that the Pentagon is now reviewing a database of activities of anti-war protesters in the country and anti-war activists. And in some cases, the Pentagon, according to our reporting, has listed even peaceful anti-war protests as being, quote, a threat to national security, end quote. Do you think, Scott, that this is appropriate for the Pentagon to be doing this?
I'm aware of the reporting. I've been looking into this issue. I don't have additional information. We've been in some meetings with the president regarding the levy system, so I don't have additional information at this point. I don't know all the facts. The Pentagon, as they said publicly, is looking into these issues and working to address them.
Right.
So at this point, I'd like to let them talk more about it.
But does this raise any concerns for the president?
I don't know the facts. I think this is talking to some matters that may well be classified, and so I would encourage you to talk to the Department of Defense further about it.
But is there a reason why that Americans can be told why this kind of information gathering?
Well, I think the Pentagon has been talking about it, and they will talk more about it, but as I said, I've been looking into this. I just don't have all the facts.
Nothing. He knows nothing. I know nothing. Nothing, I tell you! Nothing. I know nothing. Now, it's reported on our network and all around the country, the interview that Chuckle Nuts had with Brit Hume, the chief media Nazi in the Western English-speaking world. Brit Hume, Fox News whore. It was last night. Here's the... Now, before we play it for you, Scott McClellan has been saying that can't comment on Karl Rove or that affair because it's an ongoing investigation, But where it concerns this psychopath Tom DeLay, this smiling, death-dealing thug who encourages child rape in the North Mariana Islands, this animal, this filthy, filthy, filthy human being, Tom DeLay. Where it concerns Tom DeLay, it's okay for the President of the United States to go on national television and declare that Tom DeLay is innocent. It's astonishing. So, listen to what happened on Hume's program last night. Listen to Bush doing something that Simple Scotty says they never do, which is comment on an ongoing investigation.
I don't know whether I can expect
no,
that.
Wait a second. Stop it. Stop it right there. Stop. Let's start it at the beginning. Oh, okay. I got to read that part. All right. Britt Hume says, Do you expect that Tom DeLay will return to be majority leader?
I don't know whether I can expect that. I hope that he will.
Why?
Because I like him. And plus, when he's over there, we get our votes through the House. We had a remarkable success of legislative victories.
You know a thing or two about Texas politics. What is your judgment of the prosecutor in the case, Ronnie Earl?
I'm not going to go there, simply because I want this trial to be conducted as fairly as possible. And the more politics that are in it, the less likely it's going to be fair.
Do you believe he's innocent?
DeLay? Yes, I do.
Oh, you scurvy little bastard, you. You scurvy. Oh, my God. What's your judgment of the prosecutor in the case? Even the questions demonstrate how rotten to the core these people are. All right, that was Bush's statement. Now, I want you to hear, when we come back, what Simple Scotty said about that little interview with Britt Hume. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. You better get hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Have a time. Can't touch this.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for 4 on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
And coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Okay, so Brit Hume and Chucklenuts are sitting there, and Chucklenuts comes out and says, "Yeah, I believe the boy is innocent. Tom DeLay is innocent." Do you know, at that moment, Tom DeLay was watching. At that moment, Tom DeLay had an orgasm. Do you know that? He just sat there, and that goofy-looking wife of his just went, "Well, Tom, I haven't seen you do that in forever." Now, the next three clips are a lot of fun as Simple Scotty furiously tries to backpedal and spin as he tries to quack his way out of Bush's blatant hypocrisy with Brit Hume last night. It has been the stated position of this filthy, corrupt White House to never discuss ongoing investigations, right? How many times has Simple Scotty spouted that crap during the Karl Rove affair? So... that policy doesn't apply if you need the hammer, if you need the bug man working to pound your policy through the House. So in today's press briefing, the first reporter says, Scott, the president told Brit Hume last night that he thought that Tom DeLay is not guilty, even though the prosecution is obviously ongoing. So, Scott, what does the president feel about Scooter Libby?
A couple of things. First of all, the president was asked a question, and he responded to that question in the interview yesterday and made very clear what his views were. We don't typically tend to get into discussing legal matters of that nature, but in this instance, the president chose to respond to it.
Quack, quack.
Our policy regarding the Fitzgerald investigation and ongoing legal proceeding is well known, and it remains unchanged.
Quack,
so,
quack.
Why would that not apply to the same type of prosecution involving Congressman Gray?
I just told you we had a policy in place regarding this investigation, and you've heard me say before that we're not going to talk about it further while it's ongoing.
If it's prejudging the Fitzgerald investigation, isn't it prejudging the Texas investigation regarding the Congressman DeLay?
Again, I think I've answered your question.
Quack, quack. I think I've answered your question, you little rat bastard reporter. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Oh, where is Jeffy? Me love you long time. Boom, boom. Where? Oh, Jeffy. Jeffy Gannon.
So another reporter asked about Bush's hypocritical, unethical, and outrageous comments about DeLay to Brit Hume last night. This reporter says,
Can I follow up on that, Scott? Is the president at all concerned that his opinion being expressed publicly like this could influence a potential jury pool, could influence public opinion on this case in an improper way?
I think that in this instance he was just responding to a question that was asked him about Congressman DeLay, about Leader DeLay, and in terms of the issue that Peter brings up, I think that we've had a policy in place going back to 2003, and that's in a White House policy. And
that policy has been based in part in the leak investigation and other things on the idea that it is simply wrong for a president to prejudge a criminal matter, particularly when it's in the under indictment or trial stage. Why would he?
Well, and that's one regard. It's an ongoing investigation regarding possible administration officials. So I think there are some differences here.
Yeah, you need the hammer back doing your wet work as quickly as possible. And by the way, McClellan, he's not Leader DeLay, okay? He's stepped out of that position because he's an indicted criminal. Do you understand that? Do you understand that, McClellan? You fork-tongued freak. Last one from Scotty, who is way over his head, as David Gregory here just talks logical circles around him, leaving Scotty ducking and quacking in the wind, resorting to a personal attack. David Gregory begins by saying, so the president is inconsistent?
Now, David, we put a policy in place regarding this investigation.
Critically, you have a policy for some investigations and not others when it's a political ally who you need to get work done?
Call it presidential prerogative. He responded to that question, but the right. White House established a policy.
Questions about his credibility, that he's going to weigh in on some matters and not others, and we're just supposed to sit back and just wait for him to decide what he wants to comment on and influence?
Congressman DeLay's matter is an ongoing legal proceeding.
As is the Fitzgerald investigation.
It's an ongoing investigation as well.
How can you say that there's differences between the two? And we're supposed to buy that? There's no differences. The president decided to weigh in on one and not the other.
There are differences.
The public is supposed to accept the fact that he's got no comment on the conduct of senior officials of the White House. But when it's a political ally over on the Hill who's got to help him get work done, then he's happy to try to influence that legal process.
Not at all. You can get all dramatic about it, but you know what our policy is.
Oh, you little rat bastard. You can get all dramatic about it. Is that what you're saying David Gregory is doing, getting all dramatic about it? Yeah. You know what, Scott? I think David Gregory loves Osama bin Laden. Yeah, that's the ticket. You know what, Scott? I think David Gregory hates the troops. Yeah. You know what, Scott? I think David Gregory is just he's pro-terrorism, isn't he? Huh, Scott?
Down to the river they would go, wibble wobble to and fro. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Home from the river they would come, wibble wobble, ho hum hum. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola! My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Woo! 26 before the hour. All right, now we have two here from Chuckle Nuts today. He met in the Oval Office with some Iraqi expatriates who live in the United States who are voting in today's birth of democracy in Iraq. Oh, God. So he's standing there with a handful of Iraqis. That's his term. Who voted absentee ballot today, talking about the joy of voting. Oh, my God. Sounds like a book title, The Joy of Voting. I remember when I used to be proud of casting my ballot at the polls before Diebold. But listen... listen to the condescending, smarmy, smirky attitude here.
I've just had the really enjoyable experience of visiting with some Iraqi citizens who voted in the elections today. And you might notice they've got their, yep, got their old Einstein fingers there. And first of all, I was struck by how joyous they were to be able to vote for a government, a permanent government under a new constitution. We take it for granted in America because we tend to, we vote quite often in this country.
Yeah, and sometimes their votes are even counted, you know. At least they've got a paper trail. I'll dip my finger in ink, George. What did he say? They've got their, got the little, can you just play the first part? That part where he says they've got their got the little ink stained fingers there. You smarmy patronizing bastard. Listen to this.
I've just had the really enjoyable experience of visiting with some Iraqi citizens.
You know, citizens
who voted in the elections today.
Jesus.
And you might notice they've got their got the old ink stained fingers there.
You got the little ink stained fingers there. Isn't that cute? And then you got the little stained fingers here. Come over here. Let me scratch your head. Huh? Do I get good luck if I scratch an Iraqi's head? I know if I scratch a Negro's head, I get some good luck. If a little Negro child, come here. Come here. What's your name? God, you're good looking. Come over here. Got your little ink stained finger? You want to see my ink stained finger? So, again, Bush reinvents his reason for the illegal invasion of Iraq, as we were talking about last night. His new and improved Peter Fever objective for his mass murder is to bring democracy to Iraq. Well, you know, the 2,200 families who are going through this holiday season and the rest of the holiday seasons for the rest of their lives can I guess, live in peace, knowing that they helped bring theocracy to Iraq. Chuckle Nuts really does. Somebody keeps telling him, George, it's democracy. But the families who've had a loved one snatched out and killed by the Bush crime family, what are they to do? Are they to say, oh well, our son died for democracy in Iraq? I guess. Anyway, the new objective for his mass murder is to bring democracy to Iraq, but he also hints at a more sinister reason toward the end. Now listen up.
There's a lot of joy, as far as I'm concerned, in seeing the Iraqi people accomplish this major milestone in the march to democracy. This is a major step forward in achieving our objective, which is an ally, having a democratic Iraq, a country able to sustain itself and defend itself, a country that will be an ally in the war on terror, and a country which will send such a powerful example to others in the region, whether they live in Iran or Syria, for example.
Oh, for example, oh, that's just too cute by a factor of 10. Is this a hint of future unprovoked preemptive strikes to come, huh, chuckle nuts? It's unbelievable, these statements. Can you believe that an American leader is saying that this is a major step forward in achieving our objective, which is an ally? And we'll now have a country that will be an ally in the war on terror, and a country that will send a powerful example. Yeah. What do the Iraqis do? Do they just stand there and say, that's why we're all voting. That's why we came to the White House with our purple stained fingers. And isn't it just amazing that in the United States of America, the Iraqis who went to the, quote, polls, close quote, to vote today, had to stick their fingers into an inkwell? Why? They're in America. What are they going to do? Vote twice? What are they going to do? Use fake ballots? Oh, look, they got their little ink-stained fingers here. Look at their little ink-stained fingers. Oh, that is so cute. The little inks. Do you like that? That's almost as good as the Republican convention when we had on those bandages with the Purple Heart thing, mocking every single soldier, whoever got wounded. Now we got purple stained fingers. Isn't that cute? Aren't these little Iraqis cute people? Damn. In fact, some of these women are pretty good looking, ain't they? Oh, God. Oh, who'd have thought they'd be so pretty now that they're not wearing burqas? Oh, wait a minute, that's Afghanistan. Well, I just can't keep them straight. Afghanistan, Iraq, purple fingers. I feel so good today because we've achieved our objective. We have made these little Arab people go vote. Jesus God. Sometimes I don't know whether to scream or go blind. I just don't. All right, let's do some phone calls here very quickly. Okay. Shall we start with Wes, who is calling in from Oregon? Wes, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me on. It's a privilege to talk to you, and I share in your frustration and wanting the urge to wanting to scream and pull my hair out.
I hear that.
The voting public no longer has a vote because our politicians have sold their votes to the highest bidders. And it's a sad state of affairs when the silent majority won't stand up and find a voice to be heard and demand answers and accountability from this bunch of thieving scoundrels we got running things right now.
Yeah.
And I wish Democrats had more backbone and could find the spine to stand up and, you know, drastic times call for drastic measures. That the House and Senate, the Democrats in the House and Senate need to stand up and shut the government down until the voting public is given what they deserve, and this administration starts cooperating with the investigations and starts answering questions.
Well, I, you know, no disagreement for me on any of this, Wes. You and I are on the same page. I just wonder if Democrats, the Democratic Party leadership still has the courage to be Democrats. From what I see, for most of them, no, they do not. They're get along, go along. They're terrified that they'll be labeled anti-American, or they hate the troops, or they're pro-terrorist. The clearest example of that is what has happened to Hillary Clinton. At one time, Hillary Clinton, I think, was a legitimate a liberal. I think she had some good ideas back in the early 90s, but she just had the starch beaten out of her, apparently, and has decided to go over to the dark side. And that's, you know, that's fine. That's her business. It has nothing to do with me. Believe me, it has nothing to do with me. But to continue to drag behind her this battered label, I'm a Democrat, you know, is nonsense, because she's no longer a Democrat. And I can go on, and there's no reason to, because I bitch and complain about the Democrats every chance I get. And it always pisses off people who say, well, Mike, you know, what do you want? More Republicans in there? Look, I say there's no difference in so many of them. And that's not just some flip, you know, I didn't get that off a Green Party website, or, you know, Ralph Nader hasn't penetrated my brain and filling me up with slogans. It's just simply the truth. When you look at what happened yesterday, 47, or the day before, 47 Democrats, so-called, who voted for the reauthorization of the USA Patriot Act, I thought I was going to gouge my eyes out. And as far as this claim that some of these are dinos, which means Democrats in name only, I say to hell with them. They're not even they're not Democrats in name only. They're traitors, thugs, liars, and until they are purged from the party, I will not support the party. And I mean that. Thanks for checking in, Wes. I appreciate your comments. We'll be right back.
Now history unfolds.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 10 before the hour. Back to the phones here. All right. Asher is calling from Portland, Oregon. Asher, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I've listened to so many conservatives and on my end saying that liberals are whiners. This comes from a previous show, and it's just amazing to hear how and why so many conservatives don't listen to Air America and other programs on the station.
Well, we would turn their hair white and scare the hell out of them.
Oh, I think that's so true. I mean, we do scare the hell out of so many people by bringing up so many great points and telling people why this administration and people in their cohorts are fascists and so forth, and I just love it the way you speak about it, and it makes me laugh and it makes me so pissed off at the same time.
Yeah, I know, and that's a difficult thing to do, but I know exactly what you mean.
I'm kind of a chaos theorist. I have no idea why these people are into chaos, but I know why I'm into chaos. It's because I can't pre-plan anything. Everything is bouncing off each other. And that's why, you know, I bounce ideas off people all the time. Here I am pacing in my house, wondering how I'm going to talk and when I'm going to talk to the next conservative I run into and find some kind of common ground. And I'm a registered independent. I've changed my party from Green Party, Democrat, and I'm an independent now. I'm dissatisfied with all parties, and I don't know where to go. But what I do come to common grounds with is so many conservatives on why, or I come to common grounds with conservatives on a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
One is, for example, the top 1%. Everybody can agree that the top 1% is screwing, to some extent, the whole country. That they are part of this administration now and part of the breed that creates the chaos that we're living in now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing that I can always come to agreement with conservatives is things like big business and so forth and how they control and monopolize on so many things in so many parts of our lives, and affects everyone underneath them, and so on and so on. I guess I'm having a hard time saying it, but here our administration is in cahoots with big business, and new programs are cutting veterans' benefits, are cutting the veterans' hospitals and any administrative aspects of that.
Right there in Portland, you all are taking a huge hit with the Veterans Administration hospital there. Let me ask you something. Can you find common ground with these conservatives about how to repair the damage that the Bush crime family has done to our economy, to our military, to our environment, to our business community, to our labor community? Can you find common ground with them on those points?
Generally, we can agree on something. And why I'm calling is because, gosh darn, you know, I mean, here they call us whiners, and they tell us that we're whining and we don't have anything good to say, that we're only backlashing and we don't offer any solutions. And in fact, the solutions are exactly what we whine or talk about. The solutions are in rejecting what is proposed to us by the administration and the line items that they propose all the time.
Wait, because I want people to understand what you just said. The solution is to reject everything that the Bush crime family and the Republican Party says. You're absolutely right. We don't have to articulate solutions. The solution is remove these bastards from office, stop the slide toward fascism, get our country back, and all we have to do is let this I hate the term, organic growth of democracy assert itself in this society, in this multicultural, multiracial society. Just let it reassert itself. These people are destroyed. These people being the Republicans, they're killing, they're murdering every single thing that's good and decent and right and just and proper in this country. The solution, when they say that, you know, that you or any liberal doesn't have an answer, of course the answer is for conservatives to shut up, sit down, get out of office, get the hell out of my face, and don't ever try to find common ground with me, because I don't want to stand on common ground with them. I don't want anything to do with them. Now, I know, I understand, Asher, that that's kind of a lose-lose situation, but I would rather smack one upside his head than try to sit down with him and convince him that his party and his leader is taking my country into fascism. I'm sorry. I've admitted this on the air before. I don't have patience with these people. I'm too old for it. I've tried my entire life to find common ground with conservatives or Republicans, and have succeeded in the past a few times, but these are not conservatives. These are neo-Nazi cretins. They are against everything that is good, just, right, and proper. And I don't want common ground with them. I want them to shut up. And if they come get too close to my face, I want to go upside their head with a metaphorical 2x4. And that's the way I feel.
Can I just say one last thing again? I mean, I think that conservatives think a lot of things we say is a joke. I mean, people laugh at us. When I'm trying to say something, and it's only because they believe what is fed to them by the one side.
That's right.
At the same time, we want to believe what is good and right, and everybody wants to believe what's right. But I just want to try to get these people to listen in a better way, and the way I think we can.
All right, well, Asher, I have to. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. I have to leave it there. I'll tell you what. You try to get them to listen, and occasionally call in and give me a report, because I like to hear about your successes or failures. Thanks, Asher. I appreciate it, man. I have to leave it there. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush had strong words of praise for some of his embattled colleagues. In an interview on the Fox News Channel, Bush defended his top cabinet members and said he has no intention of replacing Donald Rumsfeld as defense secretary. Bush said Rumsfeld has done a heck of a job in leading America through wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the president said he is close with Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove, despite his recent troubles.
We're still as close as we've ever been. We've been through a lot. He's a... You know, when you look back at the presidency and my time in politics, no question Karl had a lot to do with me getting here, and I value his friendship. We're very close.
In Iraq, polling places across the country are opening for the historic parliamentary election. At least 10 million voters will be electing 275 members of Iraq's new parliament. President Bush calls the election a watershed moment in the story of freedom. Another major storm could make life miserable for people in the Midwest and along the East Coast. Weather bug meteorologist Joe Bartoszek says snow is already spreading across the Great Lakes region. By mid-morning, 3 to 6 inches of snow are possible in Wisconsin, Michigan, and the Chicago area. The storm will move into Indiana and Ohio in the afternoon. Low-lying areas in quake-stricken regions of Pakistan are to receive extra help from relief workers as winter conditions continue to ravage survivors. Jemeni Pandya of the International Organization for Migration says a survey of United Nations agencies paints a grim picture of the long winter ahead.
There is still a huge effort that's required to provide people with warm shelter to get them through safely through the winter. The survey found that 74% of families were living in shelter that was not adequate.
Aid groups say they are shifting focus, having successfully delivered supplies to most higher altitudes. However, 2 million people who fled the mountains still need shelter, and hundreds of thousands are living in makeshift tent camps. Back in the USA, FEMA says the recovery process from the record 2005 hurricane season will take a long time. During a news conference Wednesday, FEMA Acting Director David Paulison asked the nation to be patient. He said the hurricane season spawned monstrous Category 5 storms like Katrina and Rita and caused the worst damage we've ever seen in any disaster in the history of this country.
Katrina and Rita combined to far surpass the number of registrations for all four major hurricanes we had in Florida last year.
He said thousands of Hurricane Katrina and Rita victims have received federal aid and have been moved from hotels and motels and into permanent housing situations. He said the devastating storms were a wake-up call for better preparedness. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get.
and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. If you go to New York Times, nytimes.com, and in Friday's issue, an article headlined, Bush lets U.S. spy on callers without courts. And this is what we were talking about earlier, that the Bush crime family, it's even worse than what you could imagine. It's a lengthy article, probably a 2,000-word article, but what it talks about, the article, is that Bush secretly authorized the National Security Agency to eavesdrop on Americans without the court-approved warrants ordinarily required for domestic spying. Now, you might say, well, Mike, that's the USA Patriot Act. No, this is beyond that. This is worse than that. Now, what the article says about 7 paragraphs in is that the New York Times knew about this back when it occurred. And the Times admits, as part of the article, just admits kind of like, okay, let me get this said here in the article so hopefully you'll gloss over it. The White House asked New York Times not to publish this article, arguing that it could jeopardize continuing investigations and alert would-be terrorists that they might be under scrutiny. After meeting with senior administration officials to hear their concerns, the newspaper delayed publication for a year to conduct additional reporting. Now, I use the Times a lot as a source because it is the newspaper of record. It's just that the record is usually corrupted by the lies that can be reported in the New York Times. Judith Miller being one of the most recent and now fired liars to work for the New York Times. So if you read, we'll probably talk about this tomorrow. Yeah, I'm sure we will. Now, moving on, we're coming right back to your phone calls. But this, somebody just sent me this. This is from Detroit, from WXYZ.com. That's one of the Detroit television channels up there. Two Macomb County women, one of the Detroit suburban counties, two Macomb County women say they are following orders from God to drop to the floor and pray whenever and wherever. Thursday, that's today, or last Thursday, their actions landed them in jail. A magistrate in Shelby Township says that he does not mind that the women pray. Where and how they pray has become a problem. 27-year-old Rachel Jacobs and 25-year-old Brittany Jordan face charges of being disorderly for dropping to the ground and praying in public places. Ms. Jordan is alleged to have dropped to the floor of a Washington Township BP gas station Sunday. Authorities say she stayed there for 2 hours, blocking the door to the station. Jordan said as she stood before District Court Magistrate Michael O'Sayer, she said, "I just feel that it's really important for me to do what God wants me to do, and even if I have to go through certain consequences to do that, I'm willing to do that." This is so delusional, isn't it? This is the part of religion that I don't care what the religion is. This happens to be, I guess it's Christian. I don't know. I have no idea. It's so delusional. Both Miss Jordan and Miss Jacob said they got the call to pray from God and fell to the floor of the courtroom to pray during their arraignment. Oops. Mistake. Bond was set for the two women, and moments after they posted it, the pair walked into the court lobby and fell down to the ground to pray again. In doing so, they blocked the doors to the courthouse. Police then hauled the women back into the courtroom, where the magistrate asked, "Does God ever tell you to go pray in some place that doesn't block a door?" He told the women they cannot block doors or impede the public in such ways. The two women were sent to the Macomb County Jail because they were unable to come up with a $500 bond after their second court appearance. In court today, the pair said they had recently been arrested in Troy, Michigan, for a similar incident. Now, see, this is the kind of case probably that the ACLU would take, even though the ACLU is attacked unremittingly or relentlessly by the Christian right. Fall to the floor and pray. God speaks to these two women, Brittany and Rachel, and tells them, "Okay, you're in front of a BP station. Fall down! Okay, you're in front of a Sears. Fall down! Okay, you're in the courtroom. Fall down!" It's just, I'm sorry, it's just delusional, isn't it? Huh? Isn't it delusional? Oh well. All right, let's, one last thing. CNN is reporting, you know, you've heard al-Zarqawi, that name mentioned over and over, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the so-called al-Qaeda in Iraq leader who has, U.S. military has put a $25 million bounty on his head. Iraqi security forces apparently caught him last year, but released him because they didn't know who he was. That's according to the Iraqi Deputy Minister of the Interior. He said that today. Now, the Interior Ministry is where they torture Sunnis and Kurds and anybody else that they feel like, whose testicles they feel like altering. That's the Ministry of the Interior. In most totalitarian states, the Interior Ministry is where the real sick damage is done. So the deputy minister of that division of this fake government said that they had Abu Musab al-Zarqawi last year, but didn't know who he is. A high-ranking Iraqi army officer said there were rumors that al-Zarqawi was at the same Ramadi Medical Center that was stormed by U.S. troops, and several groups affiliated with the al-Qaeda operative issued statements saying the same. But it's just not doing it. Ooh, I got a purple finger. Yeah, I got one for you. I got a purple finger for you. Oh, my God. We'll stand down when they stand up. Well, let's see. This is 2005, 2040. Let's go back to the phones. All right. Let's start with Eric, who's calling in from New York. Eric, welcome to the program. Yes. Thanks for holding on.
Yes. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right, Eric.
Mike, I want to make a point, and it might not seem relevant, but I think it is.
Okay.
We're being ruled by the same corrupt cabal, I believe, the same element, the same kind of cabal that killed President Kennedy. And I can prove that link on many different points. If you know a thing called like the oil depletion allowance,
yeah.
Kennedy would not let the big Texas oil millionaires and billionaires raise that, they could claim like a shortage of oil, they could raise their prices. Kennedy would not let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this taken to that makes that 25% oil depletion allowance look like nothing.
Okay, now don't get too deep in this because my audience will fade on me and go to sleep, all right?
All right.
So don't get too deep into the figures. All right, keep it on a higher level. I understand what you're saying, but don't go into numbers. All right.
Oh yeah, no, I won't.
Okay.
But what I'm just saying is there's no control at all. They could claim any kind of shortage or any kind of thing, where they could raise their prices at will.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that that Kennedy was not going to go to the Vietnam War. All evidence seems to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that war is the biggest business possible.
That's true.
When the government wants its war, the profits that are to be made, they don't want, they're ruthless in not letting people stand in their way.
Hey, hold on a second, Eric, hold on a second. I got a break, but I'll come back to you because you've only been on for about a minute and a half. Do you have any open phones? No, we don't. All your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
To the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour, we're talking with Eric, who's calling from New York, about the oil depletion allowance and how it's kind of all tied together, going all the way back 40 years to the wipeout of John Kennedy, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Kennedy, in this country, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, once you're no longer useful, they'll cut your throat. So many of these people, Democrat and Republican, are corrupt down to the soles of their feet. But as long as they are, the corruption is useful to corporate America, to the capitalist system. And I'm not anti-capitalism, but the way it's been put together in this country, average person doesn't have a chance. So if they want to, rise up out of the herd. So, yeah, as long as you're a good Negro, and I don't care what your race is, as long as you're a good Negro, as long as you don't disturb the other slaves on the plantation, you'll be okay. But once you start to rise up, they're going to rise you down. You
well,
understand?
Mike, you know what the thing is? It's really, if you get enough of a cabal, enough connections where it's all coordinated, there's enough people that have the means and motives and have everything to gain, and that includes people in the media. That's why the thing is with the Kennedy thing. I mean, to this day, you can't get it on regular station. you cannot get any kind of a dissenting opinion. The whole thing with the Warren Commission, which was a fairy tale, was to just have a lone nut.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but part of the problem is we have our own commission, our own fairy tale, the 9/11 commission.
Well, that's why I'm trying to show the link. It's the same kind of thing, and the same media that just will not let any dissenting voice in that, despite all the evidence that has come out, they won't let any of that air. It's the same. They're going to protect this guy in the White House and his cabal at all costs.
Well, here's something to consider, and I know you have. The media can't control anything you want to say or anything I want to say any longer because we have the Internet. Now, getting the message out, you got to be creative with that. But as far as the media is concerned, ABC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, screw them.
They're all useless.
Yeah, screw them. That doesn't mean that you've been zipped up or I've been buttoned up. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means we have to work harder. You can start your own blog site. I can start my own blog site. We can get the message out. We can do whatever we need to do. We can connect and link up with other people. It may seem like the war is over. It's not. A couple of battles have gone badly for us, but we're going to win. It's got to happen. We're going to win. I swear to God, we're going to win. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Eric, thanks. I got to move on. Thanks. I appreciate your call. Regarding the common ground thing that our caller talked about, a couple of comments here from Lance in Manhattan, Illinois. He writes, the entire Republican Party and most of the Democratic Party are bought and paid for corporate-owned traders. That's the common ground. And when Bush leaves, he'll be replaced by a Democratic Party monster almost as bad as Bush. Dumping the conservatives, the corporate traders from both parties, is the only way the organic democratic growth you just spoke of will happen. Otherwise, we're just switching labels on the same damn bad product. And this is from Castrophile. Whatever a conservative parrots to me, the standard lied about how Democrats don't have any agenda other than being against a Republican agenda, I ask him a simple question, or whenever a conservative parrots that line, I ask him a simple question. Do you criticize firefighters for not having any agenda other than putting out fires? And if I really want to piss them off, I follow that up with, who's more conservative today, the Republicans with their bad ideas or the Democrats with no ideas? Yeah. A couple of comments on the common ground thing. I just, I can't do that any longer. And that's a failure on my part. And I accept the failure. You know, I just say, okay, you know, I hope there are people out there who are not failures in the same area in which I'm a failure. I hope there are people who do continue to seek common ground. I really do. But in my consciousness, common ground no longer exists. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. It doesn't for me. These people who identify themselves as Christian conservatives or dominionists or neoconservative or Republicans, these people are, I feel as divorced from them as North is from South. I sometimes feel that we're two different species of human being. And not only can I not find common ground, I don't want to find common ground. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want my children to have anything to do with them. I don't want my grandchildren to have anything to do with them. I want them to be, I'm not suggesting they're, elimination from society. I want them to be there as long, you know, it's not my place to say any of that. But I would like them to be the minority voice of treason and corruption and filth that they've always been, not the majority voice that determines our judges and our laws and our military adventures. You know, give me Democratic Party corruption. That's a little easier to deal with.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge! Quit blocking the plate!
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. And this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Twenty-five before the hour. Steve Grossman sent me an email here and suggests that I and you check out a blog spot, and I took a look at it, and it's pretty intense. It is soldierssayno.blogspot.com. Steve writes, I know a number of these organizers. Some of them were, like me, Vietnam-era resistors who went to Canada in the 60s and 70s and had to fight, even then, for the legal right to stay. As you'll see on this blog, Americans and Canadians are pressing for a Canadian refugee option for the Iraq War, AWOLs. People in the military facing deployment or more often redeployment to Iraq should know that the Canadian option is not closed. The political struggle for refugee status is underway, so on and so on. So check this out. It's very, very, very interesting. Soldiers say, or is it soldier? I think it's just soldier. Say, soldier, say no. Yeah, that's what it is. My bad. Soldier, say no. .blogspot.com. All right, check it out. If you like, that's not an order. Back to your calls. Mark is calling from Bethlehem, PA. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing all right, sir. How are you?
All right. Well, I'm frustrated like you and a number of the other callers, and I have an idea.
All right.
Since we know we can't trust the Democrats to do their duty in Congress and impeach these bastards, I'm suggesting maybe we need some kind of... excuse me, I'm just a little nervous, you know.
Well, let me talk for a second while you catch your breath, because I've been there. Anytime I call a talk radio show, I've called Al Franken about 8 months after this network started, scared the hell out of me when I was on hold. Here's the thing. The Democrats in Congress right now can't do anything where it concerns impeachment because they're not in control. If the Democratic Party, as full of holes like Swiss cheese as it is, if it gets control of the House and or the Senate in 2006, then articles of impeachment can be brought to the House Judiciary Committee where they have to be considered. And if the articles are voted on, yes, we're going to impeach them. Then they take it to the Senate. So while I have zero respect for the Democratic Party leadership right now, there's no point in climbing on when there's nothing to climb on. They don't have any power to bring articles of impeachment. You know that, of course.
Right, of course.
Okay.
I guess I'm talking about something that has to happen in the news to capture the popular imagination. And I was thinking, what if, as a rhetorical question, of course, what if someone were to challenge the president to a duel? to restore the honor of our country.
Mark, he'd immediately be arrested for threatening the President of the United States.
But no, it wouldn't be a threat on his life because that person would put themselves in the same jeopardy.
Well, I understand, but they would spin it to this guy wants to kill the president. No.
Right. I'm in no way advocating that. I'm just saying it would make a news story that would be like the anti-neocon Pearl Harbor.
Well, I know, but you know, Zell Miller challenged Chris Matthews, or stopped just short of challenging Chris Matthews to a duel. James Traficant, before he went to jail, said he wanted to stab his enemies in the crotch. But here's the thing. What kind of a story do you really think that it would take, Mark, to get the attention of people to the point where they'd remove this bastard from office? He started a war based on lies. I mean, is there anything worse that a president of the United States can do? I mean, literally, stop and think about it.
I'm in total agreement with you. I mean, I'm just thinking, what kind of scenario would it take for people to wake up and locate their collective sack here?
I don't know.
I'm just beyond frustrated, and you know,
I know listening
to you helps a lot.
Well, that's good. All right, listen, let me move on. Call in again. Don't be nervous. It's no big deal. This is just a phone call. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. And you know, it's like, what are we supposed to think? That Congress would have authorized Bush's illegal invasion if he went before them and said, "We got to invade so we can bring democracy to Iraq and build military bases." Of course not. Well, maybe Joe Lieberman would have, but you know, who would have gone along with that? These bastards, BASTARDS, capital letters, these rotten bastards, what else do you call people who lied the United States of America into a war that has so far cost the lives of 30, 40, 60, 100,000 Iraqis, not soldiers, civilians? And the lives of, what is it now, Kathy? 2,150, 22, 23, 3,000 Americans. 6,000 Americans? Damn these people. And how many of these soldiers are coming back now to the United States? Absolutely shell-shocked, to use a term from 70 years ago. Absolutely shell-shocked. Arms blown off, legs blown off, hearts blown out, souls with huge gaping holes in them. For what? For lies. For lies. We're a nation of sheep. Not you. You're not. Not me. I'm not. What does it take to, you know, I've asked this question how many times, Truth Seeker? Huh? How many times have you asked that? How many times are you going about your business during the day, like I go about my business during the day, and I happen to catch a little piece of a newscast, or happen to see a headline, or read an article in the Times, or the Journal Constitution, a little, whatever. And I just stop cold, and I think to myself, what the hell is it going to take to make the American people say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We shouldn't have done it this far. We're not going to do it. Well, when I ask myself that question, as I do several times a week, I usually come up with the answer, come on, Malloy. You know, you got a job to do, go to do the job. Get together with your audience, bitch, complain, moan. But what's it going to take to motivate the American people? Nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing left. The planet is turning into a cinder. And these sons of bitches won't even agree that there's a problem. We got lied into a war. The working poor and the really poor in this country are taking it again, right up the body orifice. So, you know, I don't know. I see that caller triggered, that rage inside of me again. There it goes again. See, what do you do? What do you do with it? What do you do? What does it take to motivate the American people? I don't know. Air America Radio Network has been on the air for, what, about a year, a little over a year, coming up on 2 years, year and a half, whatever the hell it is. And we've got a spectrum of people on this network. From a moderately liberal to hair screaming, hair pulling leftist. kind of, although I don't think anybody on this network advocates what we really should be talking about, and that's democratic socialism, but, you know, let's not even go there. But we, you know, we make our little effort. We try. We talk about it. There's not a program on this network that hasn't brought up the atrocities these sons of bitches have committed against the people of America, the people of Iraq, the people of the Middle East, and on and on and on and on. So what? So what? There are talk show hosts who are not connected with this network who are doing the same thing. So what? What does it take to motivate the American people? I don't know, Truth Seeker. To motivate the American people to remove a regime that is destroying our republic? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what it takes. If lying us into a war is not enough, if refusing to acknowledge that we have a monumentally, just cataclysmically serious problem facing us with global warming, if this doesn't make us stop and say, well, by Christ, I'm not going to go to Walmart today. I'm going to go to my congressman's office, and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say, you son of a bitch, do something. No. Nope. Ain't going to happen. And, you know, I tell people who listen to this program, you're not going to find a single answer on this program. If this program or this network or your own mind or your own research or the 300, almost 300 million Americans who are sucking air, who are just, I think most of us just want to live a life. Most of us deny the fact that we're going to live a life and die. But, you know, we just want to live a life. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We are not going to do what it takes to get this country back on the right track. If we haven't done it yet, then somebody send me an email. Somebody give me a phone call. Somebody tell me what the hell it's going to take to motivate us to turn this around. Go ahead. Give me an idea, because I don't have a single one.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A good news story from EliteGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and
You should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's that time where we say thank you to the crew who put this program on the air in New York City. Jason, you win, and Jason, I'm sorry. Justin, you win, and Jason Isaac, our resident rock star. Dee Neal, who's our associate producer in New York, maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy and handles phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, and the people who run the message board at MikeMalloy.com. Thanks to all of you. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Dorian is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Dorian, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that new Patriot Act that's trying to be put through.
Yeah, yeah.
I was told by my brother that there's camps that are being set up all over the United States, and he believed that it was for people who opposed the war and very radical people who could be a threat. Now, this is the first time I've heard about this new Patriot Act that's trying to go through, and to me, it scares me. It scares the hell out of me. It seems like that's the plan. So, I mean, do you think that this is possible, that something like that could really happen? I mean, it seems a little too familiar, like Big Brother or something. I mean, it's getting out of control. I mean,
these sites, these camps, these detention centers, whatever you want to call them, they do exist. You betcha they do. They were really refurbished. For the most part, what they are leftover POW camps from World War II, when we had Germans and Italians that we incarcerated in this country. They are also former military bases have been shut down. All sorts of enclosures or compounds that were built over the past 70, 80, 90 years that are still there. Now, they were really refurbished and spruced up during Reagan, during the Reagan administration's murderous adventures in Central America, and the person who was mostly responsible back then for getting them ready was Oliver North, this filthy bastard who's a disgrace to the United States Marine Corps, and will be until the day he checks out permanently. But Oliver North was instrumental in making sure that these camps were ready to receive people, the idea being that had we invaded Nicaragua and the protests would have hit the streets in this country, then people would have been rounded up. This was the actual plan. FEMA was going to oversee this plan to detain people who were a threat to national security. Now, they're doing it, you know, here we are 20 years later, and they're doing it again. The Defense Department is once again spying on and building dossiers on people who are doing nothing more than peacefully protesting this murderous war in Iraq. So if you're asking me, do the camps exist? Do these places, detention centers exist? Yes, they do. This
you,
is not.
You think they could really be used for that reason?
Well, of course. All it takes, look. When the Bush crime family finally wants to exert full control, all they have to do is engineer another attack on this country. Once that occurs, then all it takes is a stroke of this dumb bastard's pen, and we have martial law. Once we have martial law, then the game is over. That's it. It's simply a matter of activating the lists, rounding people up, and sending them to detention centers. And that will be the day that they come for me is the day I die, if I don't die of cancer or heart attack or something else. But because when that happens in my country, even though I have a wife and a little baby girl, I will shoot the first son of a bitch that tries to come and take me and put me in my own country in a detention camp, and I state that for the record. And I don't give a damn how many freepers are listening or where that statement winds up out on the Internet tomorrow. I will, by God, shoot the first person that comes to take me to a detention center in my freaking country. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, if these people in office can't help us out, we're going to have to take matters like the French into our own hands and, you know, take matters into our own hands, because if there's no other way to get out of this, you know, maybe there is, you know,
you never know. Dorian, let me leave it there. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Priscilla, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I was having a flashback, you know, because I really had kind of forgotten about this, but in 1968 and 1969, I was the secretary to the editor of the Daily Express in London.
Mm-hmm.
Big newspaper.
Oh, absolutely.
And we used to get these things called D-notices. And I mean, I was yum and dumb and didn't really understand what I was looking at. But what these were directives from the government saying, you shall not print this.
Right, right.
And they obeyed.
Oh, yeah, in Britain, they absolutely, it's still in place. What is it called, the Official Secrets Act?
Well, I don't know what it's called, but in those days they were called D-notices, and these things would come in, and a messenger would bring them in, and me, you know, I was sitting there 19 years old wearing my miniskirt, and I'd read this thing, and I'd take it into my boss. He was called Derek Marks, and he was a famous journalist, and I'd say, oops! And they would take out of the newspaper anything relating to what was on this piece of paper. I mean, heck, I'm 57. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, golly, do the math. But in this country, it doesn't seem to be, it seems to be like it seems to me like the journalists buy into it, not because they have to, but because they think they need to
Their
access to the news.
There's something
very screwy about this whole thing.
It is. And I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. But I also hear that music. And Priscilla, I got to you late tonight. I'm sorry. Maybe you can call back in tomorrow, because I would like to hear more of that particular point. But I got to go, okay?
Hey.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Take care. I'll see you all tomorrow night. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. I do appreciate it. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now.